This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
And it's
time for the news. Let's do this thing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by grocery store clerks. Thank you for continuing to show up to work after these past couple months and keeping the shelves stocked. Yep, I agree. Good job, Nicole. I was at the grocery store yesterday, and I try to tell every one of the people that work there the same thing. Thank you for being here. You've been here this whole
time.
That's
very nice. I know a lot of people just take it for granted.
It's very, very important that I can buy food and rush this home so my wife can sit in the garage and detail each package. Clean that off. Okay, this can go in the house. Take that in. Ay-yi-yi. All right, so anyway, here's what's happening for your Thursday morning. We'll begin with all of the world's best, well, most of the world's best golfers are in San Francisco, in the Bay Area, for the PGA Championship, which is at Harding Park in San Francisco. Oh. Honestly, I've golfed in some great places, but I don't even know if I could find my, well, I'm sure I could find my clubs, but it's been a long time. I haven't had 4 hours to just, you know, disappear on a golf course for a while.
Yeah.
But I think it's super cool. I think that there are people who will turn out for this. I don't know if they're looking for fans to show up or not. I honestly don't know what the deal is with it, but I thought that's awesome. It's going to be on your television. I've never played Harding Park, and I did have to look it up.
Where is it exactly?
So it's in San Francisco, and it's near the, is it the lake house that we did
that stand-up thing? The boathouse.
Yeah.
So it's down by, is that Lake Merced? Yeah.
So it's somewhere in that zone, but near the Olympic Club too. You know where that is?
No.
It's the Olympic Club's like as you're leaving towards, you're headed the beach way and you're headed almost out of San Francisco and south, you hit the Olympic Club. Anyway, it's over in that zone, but I've never been. It's supposed to be a great golf course. Very exciting. You'll see it on the television.
Is it?
I don't know. Is that the place? No, I played Lincoln Golf Course.
Yeah, Presidio.
The Presidio, but that's as far as in San Francisco or in that direct area, that's the only one I've been to. Anyway, I just thought that's neat. You'll see it on the TV this weekend, and whether or not you can go, you need to look that up because I don't know if they're asking fans to come and enjoy.
Yeah, and if they are, I'm sure it's still masks and distance. So, and I'm sure they'll limit that. Yeah, I would guess not as well. But golf actually is kind of a cool. It's something you can do during this because you're outside. Right. You can stand apart from each other. You know,
it was one of the first things that came back. Yeah,
yeah.
So I've got a few stories for you. The masks are controversial, as you just mentioned them. You know, there are plenty of people out there who want to not
and want to
make a scene as they let you know they're not going to, while everyone around them is going, please do us a favor. None of us want this. We all have
keep
reasons.
Your sputum to yourself.
Right. So here's the sad side to this, which is A woman whose husband passed away from coronavirus, in his obituary, just let it rip.
Really?
So Stacy Nagy's husband, David, died 2 weeks ago from coronavirus complications. Grieving is difficult. It's a really, if you haven't had someone pass away that you're very close to, you just can't believe it. You really, you heard it, you know it, it's, and yet you expect them to walk through the door any second. So there's a, right. It's a trip. It really is hard. And she's obviously, this is her husband.
Yes.
She grieved the loss of her longtime love, and then she fumed. The obituary for her late husband condemned the politicians and Texans whose response to the coronavirus was refusal to wear masks. She said, "You're responsible for his death." She says, "May karma find you all." Mm. Now, the guy was 79, so I'm going to tell you right now, the non-mask wearers are like, psh, you know what I mean? That's their attitude about all this. So I guess it's not going to bother them in the least, because they'll just point to his age and say he died of 79. But anyway, she went on to just, and look, I understand the grieving process is tough, but she says,
if you want someone to blame, that makes sense. And, you know, it's possible that she's not wrong. I don't know what this guy's, you know, was he isolated? Was he wearing masks?
Actually said he, in her, this obit is her letting it fly. Mm-hmm. She said he did all the right things, and she says family members believe David's death was needless. It didn't have to happen. And that is, there's no doubt. And she goes on to say some of the numbers. At the time of his death, it was at 156,000 people have died from coronavirus in the United States. It's now more like 159. And I even saw a number that says 161. One of the reasons I wanted to do the story was you hear those numbers, 161,000, but it's not until you see this lady's picture that you go, oh, right, there's one of these, a grieving person, attached to those giant numbers that we're looking
attached
at.
Attached to every single one of those, and not just the one grieving person. You know, the ripple effect is huge. I don't understand why people aren't doing what they can to take precautions on this. I truly don't understand that stance. I'm like, you know, I feel like, so you're an idiot? Like, why, what part of this do you think is the hoax? Where's the trick? I mean, where?
I don't know. I'd love to answer that. For the sake of just playing, you know, devil's advocate, I'd love to be able to tell you. I'm not listening to a lot of political radio at the moment, so I don't know if that's, you know, just simply a Republican stance that people want to take.
It
to show their
to
support for, I don't know, I can't say. But she goes on to say, ignorant, self-centered, and selfish people who refuse to follow advice of medical professionals, believing their right not to wear a mask was more important than killing innocent people. And look, here's a lady who lost her husband. So she just goes on and on and on. And I thought it was important for us.
She's grieving.
Shame on all of you, and may karma find you all, is how she closes. And so I thought it was important for us all to hear that and be reminded and redouble our efforts to just, when you go out, wear a damn mask. Now, unfortunately, my next story may lead you to not want to wear your mask, but here's the other side to it. Mask mouth. They say that's where you have bad breath and possibly even dental issues like inflamed gums. But mostly this comes from people not necessarily taking care of. So they say don't smoke. That's one way to, you know, lessen this mask mouth. I'll brush regularly. Maybe even
brush
use
regularly.
Mouthwash.
That's a big one. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So there's no doubt you can lessen your mask mouth by doing a few things, including brushing regularly, have mouthwash, I don't know.
Pop a mint, whatever you got to do. But yeah, I mean, the thing is that to me just smacks of bad oral hygiene. I mean, really, you've got mouth? What, are you just bummed because you can smell your own breath now? You know, maybe you should have been brushing your teeth all along. Like, if you're not brushing your teeth minimum twice a day, what are you doing?
Right, here's the ways 100%. To minimize it. Drink more water, drink less caffeine, use a humidifier, use mouthwash, scrape your tongue, which is something I don't do enough.
I brush mine. I brush it all.
I brush mine too. I don't have a scraper, but I know that that's something that you can do.
Some people like that, right? Scrape all the crap
and
off.
And stop smoking is also on the list of ways you can not have or lessen mask mouth. I don't know. I'm not out for long periods of time. We just talked about the grocery store employees, and I was at the grocery store. And while I was thanking them, one of the things that crossed my mind is, man, they're in here all day in that thing. Mm-hmm. In the mask, I mean.
Yeah, we're not doing 8-hour shifts in masks. Nope. That is the longest I'm wearing a mask is maybe, I don't know, a couple hours at the most.
Right.
And even then, I can sort of take a break from it, like, you know, take a few steps away and just sort of cool my face down. And also, you know what? Wash your mask a lot. Like those, we're basically treating them like single use things here. Well, not single use because they get washed and then they get re-put into circulation. But, you know, if you can do it, rotate those suckers out.
Right. I've been doing that. I also have some of the, I got them at Home Depot actually, but they sell those, they're not paper, but they're not.
They're like, you know, they're like a fabric-y paper, though. They're not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're throwaways.
Fabric, not quite paper, right.
And I keep them in the car, and I've got a stack of them, and they're just a sort of, I guess you'd call emergency. Let me just put this on real quick, you know? Yeah. And I've got those, and I just make sure they're disposed of properly. But those are certainly worth having in your back pocket so that you can just go, that's trash.
Whoop. Right.
And move on to the next one. And that's actually what the guy who, in that story yesterday, he was using masks for about 4 hours and then trading them out. The guy who was flying during COVID times. And
I liked his whole move. Five pairs of gloves on each hand, you know, just peel off a layer anytime you need to without having to touch anything or dig through your stuff to get another pair.
It's a lot, but he's doing a lot of travel, so he's got to be careful.
And he was already a germaphobe, right? So
right.
He knows the ways.
Here are the top things that we've had to give up. Or some people have had to give up to save money and cut back during the pandemic times. Gym memberships have been cut. Well, yeah, you can. Many of them you couldn't go to anyway. So I see why some people were looking at that. This is the surprising one. A couple of them here. Streaming services and cable. Ooh, trying to do the indoor times without those. Oof.
You know, though, if you're having to tighten your belt because you lost a job or somebody in the house is, you know, is struggling financially, those are the first things that go. All the, you know, sort of the fringy disposable income things.
Right. Chocolate and ice cream are also on the list of things that have gone away due to people having to tighten their budgets.
Oh.
I had to get rid of cookies, and that's been a real pisser, but...
But that was for other reasons. I mean, that was, you know, your kid can't have cookies, right?
Right. Well, that's the I'll tell you, I still need a little bit of chocolate. So I have these little candy bars from the Costco giant sort of Halloween bags that we buy so I can grab one and eat it real quick in the garage. But me and my kid used to dunk cookies and milk together before she got sick. And so it was kind of our thing. And then now she's sick and can't have cookies and
or milk, right?
or milk, right? So I swore off them, as far as she knew, but she came downstairs and caught me at like 10 o'clock at night with a big cup of milk and a bag of cookies, and I was like, "Oh my God!"
Oh,
and I
no.
was so mad at myself. I get it.
You can't be mad at yourself.
No, I know. And I have it all in perspective. I didn't, you know, turn around and start drinking booze. But I'm telling you, I felt like a complete, you know what? And she's like, it's okay, Dad. I'm sorry. I'm going to go back to bed. And I was just like, it made it even worse. I just went, all right.
Don't be a good sport about this.
They're never coming in the house again. I felt like the worst person in the world.
Yeah. Well, you are, you know, that was horrible. That's been, of course you're not. You know, Vinny, I don't know what her restrictions are, but I'm telling you, I had those gluten-free chocolate chip cookies from Misfits Bakehouse, Ding Ding Shame. Is that the name of it? Something like that. It's in Palo Alto. Those were solid cookies, big, chewy, soft, delicious chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, I gave the names to my wife, and I haven't heard anything back on those. And a lot of stuff falls between the cracks right now because she's juggling a lot. But I'm not going to mess around with cookies. And I couldn't take – I felt like I already said it.
Yes.
I told you how I felt. And I just went, okay, I threw what I had in my hands away and just went, that's that. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697, but I do not have time to read any of these. Oh. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, new rules for Major League Baseball and murder wrestlers after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.